when you see the type of day that you had on Sunday and you see how it just comes together, I mean, I guess it makes you want to really keep having days like that.
Yeah, of course. I was looking to move on, to more positive things, and don't let the negativity, you know, weigh you down. Always to keep your head up and keep working.
Is that something you just came to the realization, or did somebody just kind of sit with you and say, hey, look, you can really be something special if you just, you know?
No, I just talked them to myself. I knew I had to do better, and that's what I tried to come out and do on Sunday.
Coughlin pointed to your week of preparation. What was different about last week in your approach?
I just more focused, more energized, and just had a lot, you know, to prove. And I wanted to go out there throughout the practice week and also on game day to show that. And I think I did a pretty good job of that.
Just knowing this is the final game, final time this team will be together, what does this game mean?
Well, it's the last time we're going to be together, like you said. And I want to go out with a bang. The last time we played them didn't end up pretty good, too good for us. So I think we owe them one this time.
How are you a different team from week 6 down in Philadelphia?
Well, I think these last couple of weeks we've been playing together as a unit, getting the running game going, getting the pass game going, and everybody playing together. So that's been pretty good for us these last couple of weeks.
Ooh, but it's almost
you said you had a lot to improve. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Why did you feel like you had
all the negativity surrounding? I just want to go out there and let them know I'm still a football player and go out there and make some plays.
How big was that for your confidence?
Very big. The coaching staff and the people upstairs was looking forward to a big week for me, so I didn't want to disappoint them.
You said you were more focused than more determined. Why was that?
Well, like I said, the negativity surrounding, and like I said, I just want to move on to a more positive outlook on myself, and I just want to do everything right for these next couple of weeks and move on to the next season after that.
Did you kind of feel like it was, you know, obviously Victor's coming back, Odell is broken out to prove you should be right there, you know, you should be in the mix with those guys?
Yeah, we should be pretty good. As long as we keep building on the things that we started this end of the season and keep making plays and continue to get better as a unit.
What's your reaction when you hear that coach says he thought your preparation was better this past week or last week?
I mean, that was my point, just to stand out, go out there more focused, more energy, be more of a leader. Talking to the players and being more interactive overall.
Why do you think it didn't happen earlier, if that's what it sort of needed to do to have?
Well,
you know,
just communicating
like
with
that.
The people and getting an understanding of what they were looking for and just making sure we're all on the same page.
What do you think you proved with that, with how you are last week in your game on Sunday?
I don't know. You got to ask Coach.
When you talk about guys, you know, upstairs and in the building saying, you know, they wanted you to have a breakout game, and why was it this week such an emphasis, or last week being such an emphasis on that?
I think the last couple of weeks.
Did you have guys from downstairs come and talk to you specifically about that?
Well, I just ran into Mark Ross in the cafeteria last week, and he was expecting, he wanted me to get 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, so I was a touchdown short. So I told him I'd get there for him, and I just wanted to go out, like I said, just go out there and prove myself.
When we've asked Coach Coughlin about you, he doesn't go into specifics of why there was trouble, but he seems to make it clear that as long as, you know, things get better, there's not going to be hard feelings, not going to be issues between the two. You get that
between
same
me and
vibe.
Coach, yeah. It's understanding we're all on the same page and just trying to get better from the situation.
How did that game feel for you? I mean, like you said, there's been a lot of negativity to have that kind of game.
Oh, it felt pretty good to go out there and make some plays, man, fly around, have fun. Very intense game to be a part of, and that was exciting. And you wanted to come out at the end of the game with a win, and that type of game, and that's what we did.